The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Uni students are no strangers to public transport, but a new bus service operating at UWA from today is unlike any other in Australia. It doesn't have a driver. Joining me now to unpack the first autonomous vehicle in use on a university campus is one of the students who designed it, 20-year-old software engineering student Jay Castle. G'day, Jay.
Morning.
Now, so I guess my first question when it comes to a driverless bus on a uni campus is, how do you stop it running over somebody?
It's a good question. So the new way shuttle bus has got a variety of different sensors all around it, including LiDAR sensors, which are light ranging sensors. They can detect the objects that are around it, including people. It can give an idea of how far away things are. And then we use that information to determine whether the bus should adjust its speed or slow down or things like that.
Yeah, right. And so where exactly on campus will this bus operate? And how long will the trial of the autonomous bus go?
So we're looking at starting the trial very shortly, and the idea is that the bus will run from the Reed Library, which is in the centre of campus, all the way down to the other end near the business school, which is a stretch of about 500 metres.
Yeah, right.
And we're expecting that trial will run for about 6 months, and then we can make some improvements and survey some of our passengers and that kind of thing.
Will it make stops along the way, or is it just you hop on at the start and you hop off at the end?
We're looking at having a variety of stops along the way so people can hop on and off as it suits them, yeah.
Yeah, right. And now this is UWA's third autonomous vehicle project. How long did the bus take to get to this stage where you can test it? What was the biggest challenge the team faced?
So the bus was purchased around 18 months ago with no software on it at all. So all of the software that's been built has been custom software with some open source software that's been put together with a team of about 10 engineering students. So I think the biggest challenge has been putting that software all together and making it do exactly what we need it to do and suit our purposes.
Yeah, right. And we keep hearing that autonomous vehicles are the future, and it's a future that students like you will be a big part of. We've already seen them at WA Mindsites in operation. What role do you think WA can play in creating this future, and what do you think it'll look like?
I think the future of autonomous vehicles is really exciting. I think what this bus is able to demonstrate is that even in a very complex environment with pedestrians and other vehicles around, we're now able to get the computation there that can solve these problems and figure out where to drive and how to do so safely. So I think this bus is demonstrating that there's that possibility for autonomous vehicles to become much more widespread in autonomous transport and on the roads as well.
Well, good luck with the maiden voyage with a passenger load on board this bus. Jay Castle from the University of Western Australia, thanks for speaking to us on The West Live.
Thank you so much.